Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Brought to you by our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. Don't forget, KC Mo, 40 Highway, KCK on State Avenue. And then tell them you heard it here. Get 10% off all your finer dildos, butt plugs, nipple clamps, wiener sleeves, whatever perversion that you may be into. All right, then. Let's start with the guys. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Morning, Johnny. I'm Thomas.
I lost Thomas. Thomas, I can't hear you.
Johnny, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Start over again. Okay. There you go.
My name's Thomas, married for 40. I have a C-ring, a sleeve. My wife has a whole treasure chest full of toys.
And how long have you been married?
4 years.
4 years. What are you thinking? You okay with it? Like, it's good, it's bad, it's okay?
Yeah. It's great. I mean,
why does that not ring so true? You're like, it's great.
Super.
Like, yeah, I feel like you just described soup to me. How is it? It's great.
It's really good. Our sex life is really, really great, and we mix it up all the time, you know, and it has no complaints, honestly.
You're not reading from a card, right?
No. Okay. No, I swear, I'm safe.
All right, Thomas, you're going to play. You stay right there. I got to speak with Jason. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hi, my name's Jason, 47, single, and I have a fleshlight.
And have you always been single? You divorced recently? What's the story?
I've always been single.
Always? And how long you had the fleshlight?
A couple of years.
Would you say a good purchase?
Yeah. For a while.
You've grown bored with the fleshlight? Yeah. Yeah, well, look, I get it, man. A real life human you can get bored with, let alone an inanimate object.
Yeah.
The good news is when you throw this girlfriend in the trash, the cops don't come knocking on your door with a forensics issue.
That's true.
All right. Thomas, Jason, you maniac. You stay right there. I got to speak with Mark. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Johnny Dare. I'm 56. I'm single. I got a C-ring and a sleeve, and I'm in the dating scene, and I like it.
Yeah. So you were married before?
Nope, never married.
Never married. Almost twice. Okay. So, listen, maybe you and Jason can swap toys. Like, he's got a fleshlight, you have a sleeve. It'll be new to both of you.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, we swap you live human beings all the time. How many of your girlfriends were brand new when you met them? All right.
You got a point.
Yeah. I don't know who's making that funny noise in the background, but it's freaking me out a little.
Not me.
Somebody's going, anyone? Okay. Thomas, Jason, Mark, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid.
For the gentlemen, our item up for bid today is the Grip Stroker from Vito.
Gripping, 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 in this thing you're slipping, could be yours if the price is right. You can add some vibrating to your daily masturbating. Spread your seat both far and wide.
The Grip is a one-of-a-kind rechargeable masturbator that features a powerful motor with 10 vibration modes. The super soft silicone gripper features a textured glow-in-the-dark sleeve that allows you to apply all the friction you want. It's rechargeable, fully submersible, and can be used during couples play. Grip it and rip it.
Wild women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing.
Stick it in, turn it on, loop it up, rub it up.
Gotta jerk it day and night.
Slam it up, rub it down.
Finish up, take a nap. Could be yours if the price is right.
It's the Grip rechargeable vibrating stroker from Vito. It could be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you.
You had me at take a nap. Good times, my friend. Good times. And this is interesting. It's got some weight to it. It's the Grip. This is a fairly decent ticket item. It doesn't have batteries, right?
Yeah, it's rechargeable.
Oh, it's rechargeable.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe wow. This is the thing.
That's something.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to. It's very gelatinous, and it's got a inner tube around it type thing, and then it's very weird. Is that the button?
Yeah,
right, looks so like then, what holds together sushi.
Yeah, no, it does. It looks like you're eating a sushi jellyfish roll. Like would be the seaweed wrap, mm-hmm. and then this would be the jellyfish. Then you put your penis in your own sushi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to put your finger in there. Then.
Yeah, you might want to put your.
You say, come on now, jellyfish.
Of your finger.
Wow.
That's my finger in it. Finger out. Finger in.
It changes function every time it's done.
Oh, really?
That's an SOS to my penis.
I'm busy.
Go back.
Change. Hold on. There's a... Stop. There we go. Wow.
That is something. It's not that big. It's got some power to it.
That would have been the greatest thing you could ever give a 16-year-old dude.
Oh, my God.
You'd just be like...
Pick a holiday. Back to school. Congratulations,
don't
kid.
Tell them mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whoever. Like,
say nothing and just
want to leave it somewhere. And when they find it, go, don't ask, don't tell.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. That's
you would be the greatest friend relative ever.
I got to tell you, that would be...
Oh, so many awkward moments could have been fixed with that.
Pretty interesting, yeah. All right, Thomas, I'm telling you, it's pretty good. What do you think?
$45.
Thomas said $45. Jason.
70.
70 says Jason. And finally, Mark.
Say big ticket or fairly good ticket item. I'm going to go higher than 70. I'm going to say $89.95.
And the actual manufacturer's retail price is
$75.99.
Ooh, Mark, you were on the right track. But Jason's going to stab this with his body parts. You're going to insert yourself into this machine, this sushi-like jelly roll.
About to jelly roll it.
Yeah, get your jelly roll on. It's rechargeable, vibrating sleeve. I got to tell you, in the big picture of sleeves, this is probably the one I would say is the one that was most interesting to me so far.
You don't need to hurt you.
Jason, how do you feel about that, Jason? He's a little freaked out? Are you a little...
I'm a little surprised.
Are you embarrassed?
Only if my mom finds out.
How old are you, Jason?
47.
I don't think... Is your mom listening?
God, I hope not.
Do you live with your mom?
No.
Okay.
But odds are my dad and my brother are listening.
Listen, then pass it around, man. Come Father's Day, you go, listen, Dad, I'm going to loan this to you. Just clean it up and bring it back. Like, much like giving somebody your car.
Yeah. Put it back like you found it.
Fill it up, clean it off. Well, good luck with that. Now, Jason, if you're not in love with it, you could always trade it away to somebody.
tickled.
Yes, or embarrassed. Are you a little embarrassed, Jason?
Like I said, I'm glad I'm just sitting by myself right now.
Yeah. Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a couple cocktails. It'll be late at night. You're going to think, I'm going to do it. Then you'll wake up in the morning. You'll see it and think, I'm so ashamed of my terrible, gross self. And then you wash it off. You throw it in the drawer, and then you do it again next weekend.
Most likely.
All right, stay right there.
Most likely.
I'm going to get you and Thomas and Mark all hooked up. You guys want to go see Korn?
Yeah.
Well, here, Thomas, you want to see Korn or Corey Taylor?
Corey Taylor.
All right, I'll get you hooked up, and then Mark.
Taylor.
Corey Taylor?
Corey Taylor.
All right. Yeah. All right there. Sorry about you not getting the sleeve. I liked your technique.
Thanks.
All right, stay right there. Hold on. I feel like being positive today.
I think that's great. We could all use it.
That was a strong sleeve.
And I meant to say, you wouldn't really roll up on that and know what it is.
No, and that would be good shenanigans with a girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, interesting?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, no.
Well, let's start speaking of girls. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Johnny Dare. I'm Sarah. I'm 31. I have one male partner, and I have an average variety of toys. I've got vibrators, dildos, plugs for your bum. Mm-hmm. I've got Kegel eggs, we're really into this male chastity device that we got recently, and, just all around good stuff.
Male chastity device. Now, you're talking about, like, a cage that goes around his penis and will not allow him to masturbate or accept any satisfaction, except for the person who has the key to take it off.
That is correct.
And you enjoy this?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a thought. We interviewed a guy years ago that had an acrylic cage like this we put on tea, but the thought was that if when you went away on a business trip or vacation away from your wife, if you were wearing it, then you would not even be able to pleasure yourself. You'd be so into her when you got back because you'd be so horny because that would be, it would take away your ability to either A, have sex with somebody else or even pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
And do you find that he's much more attentive to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had some chronic masturbation issues that he had self-admitted. Chronic masturbation issues, and he brought it up and was like, what do you think about this? And I said, okay, let's get one or two.
Isn't it funny that
try out a couple different styles?
Isn't it funny that there's no such thing as a woman having chronic masturbation issues? No guy is ever like, I think she masturbates just too much.
No.
It never has a guy ever uttered those words, but a girl's like, I think you jerk it too much.
No, when we do it, it doesn't reduce our ability.
You're saying you know? Yes. He's not into it enough because he's just always releasing it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when he's in the cage, he can't release it.
I understand your little game you're playing. And he came to you and he said, "Hey, I think I masturbate too much."
And I agreed. Yes.
Well, by the way, how did you know how he masturbated too much? Does he do it in the living room while you're watching television?
No, it's just frequency of desire for our
got you with all right
and
hey man, I'm all for finding answers to issues, so good for you.
They didn't give up.
No, it worked delightfully.
All right, listen, I'm a fan. All right, you stay right there, Miss Sarah. I have to get Buffy on. Buffy's in the game now. Buffy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, this is Buffy. I'm 34. I am in a relationship of 2.5 years, and I have lots of dildos. I have anal play stuff. I have vibrators and lots of male items as well for him.
So, 34, you've been in a relationship for a couple of years. Have you been married yet or a long-term relationship?
Well, I was married once when I was 18, but I don't really want to get into that. It's a whole long story. We'd have to talk about that off air.
Well, no, I'd rather not as well. Let's keep this light and fun.
Right. It was just crazy. I was 18, just out of foster care, whatever, hey, you know.
Remember that time you said you didn't want to talk about it?
Yeah, I did.
Anyway. Love you.
So, yeah.
Hey, I heard you were married once when you were 18.
Yeah, I was married once when I was 18.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
You're still tech in Atchison, Kansas?
All right, listen, Buffy, simmer down. You're going to play. Sarah, you stay right there. Let's meet Jamie with an I. Jamie with an I, hello.
Hey, Johnny. I'm Jamie with an I. I have been married for 18 years. Been with my husband, 21. I have some vibrators, some butt plugs, a collar. He has a flashlight.
Who wears the collar?
Come and gone.
Who wears the collar?
Me.
Wow. Now, that's actually a first. I don't know anybody with a collar.
Oh, they're fun. Like,
what do you do with the collar? Does he walk you around? He just makes you wear it?
No. It's just like a choking thing. So, like, you put it on, and then, like, he can control it.
Yep. Cops are going to love that when they find your body.
Right?
This will be an evidence.
Yeah. I don't know how you people, like, don't consider that. Like, you go, oh, isn't this fun? She likes to be choked. I wrapped a chain around her neck like a dog collar, and I pull that thing tight. Now she's dead. But I get to explain to the cops why she's spackled with my DNA.
Well, so, like, it has, like, it's like a thick collar. It has, like, fur on the inside and then, like, leather on the outside. And then you adjust it to, like, how tight you want it. And then you can't, like, it's a thicker one, so you can't, like, move your neck really from side to side or anything. But if he pulls on it, it chokes on it. Or if you, like, tilt your head a certain way, they'll choke on it and kind of restrict your air, which makes your orgasms really good. You should try one.
No. I've been choked enough in my life.
They're fun.
Yeah, you what? No, I thought the choking thing was when you pressed on the carotids and decreased the blood flow to the brain as opposed to...
Oh, yeah, that's good, too. But then, so when you do that, like, sometimes that's left bruising on my chest, and then it hurts the next day.
That leaves squeezing your neck leaves bruising on your chest?
Well, because, like, if you push, he gets kind of scared that he's going to choke me out, so then he'll, like... I mean, he's a lot stronger than me, and then, like, rest his hand on my chest, and then, like, during orgasm kind of push, and then my chest has ended up bruised, not to where you can see it, but, like, I can definitely feel it the next day. So I guess the collar was a safer option because it won't stop.
Wow. Jamie with an eye, you are a goddamn handful.
Yeah, but he's been with me for 18 years. So
No, you're doing something extremely right.
Yeah, I'm on medicine now, and it's supposed to make
me
normal. I don't know if it is, like, I think maybe.
How many times a week do you want to have sex, Jamie with an I?
A day?
Really? Are you that rapid? Are you that hypersexual?
I mean, if I could.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What about girls?
Yeah. I mean, we've had a couple girlfriends, but they're crazy.
Really?
Yeah, girlfriends are crazy. Well, I don't know. Maybe I just pick out the crazy ones, but they're more fun. You know, it's like going to the toy store. Like, you want, like, the more fun. I like shopping for a motorcycle. Like, you want, like, the fun, like, least practical one. But then you get it, and you're like, you know, like, it was fun for a while.
This isn't practical, though. This isn't a long-term decision.
It's not a long-term decision.
I got you.
But they're fun to ride. I mean, they're totally fun to ride.
But speaking of cycling, I believe you're rapid cycling currently in front of us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're in that manic stage, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, it comes and goes.
Really? Will you be masturbating this morning?
No, I have to go to work.
Okay. Well, listen, Jamie, I want you to win, but first we got to play. I got to get Buffy and Sarah and tell you that all three of you, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, without going over, will receive the item up for bid. So listen up, ladies, and take your best shot.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today, and I'll give you one guess as to who picked it.
T-Bone.
Is the Pop Tees 5-inch mini vibe from Global Novelties.
How do I know T picked it, you man?
Because the print on it looks straight out of a comic book.
I mean, graphic novel.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle his sperm? The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him.
The Pop Tees is a 5-inch vibe with a classic smooth tapered shape. It has 10 functions of vibration, pulsation, and escalation. A one-touch LED button control. And looks like it was designed by a guy that's never seen a real vagina.
F*** you, fanboy. Come on, you f***ers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't start some shit.
No, but I think you're a little more well-versed in self-flagellation than you are pleasing a lady.
When are men going to learn that women want romance, not Mr. Toad's wild ride?
Be fair, all right? Everyone wants Mr. Toad's wild ride.
And who says that sort of thing?
No!
Exactly.
Worst episode ever.
It's the Pop Tees 5-inch mini vibe from Global Novelties. And it can be yours, ladies,
if the price is right.
I feel like this is a gateway drug for molesters.
Why?
The cartoon vibrator. Here, little kid. It's okay. It looks like a cartoon.
Graphic novel.
Everybody likes cartoons.
Oh, boy. This is, it says bang, shag, boom, boom, poontang, hanky panky, boink, F, but it's got an asterisk. Asterisk.
Yeah. That couldn't look more like a toy.
Hump, nookie, shtoop.
It looks a little like the pen I used to write on my big chief.
And then.
Hold it for 3 seconds.
Oh, hold it for 3 seconds.
Yeah, now let go. There you go.
Yeah, so it's got the whole thing. You know what? It's not a bad one at all, by the way. It's not super dirty, super big or that, but I believe this would get the job done.
Time for recess.
And the finisher? Not bad. What'd you say?
That thing goes off in your bag during fourth hour. There are going to be questions.
I think you're radioactive.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Listen, and it's not veiny or weird.
No.
And some girls do not like that graphic. It's just kind of cute. It kind of looks like more of a graffiti artist. Like if Scribe, the local insanely talented graffiti artist, if he were to put together a vibrator and draw on it, it might look like this.
Yeah, but that is pretty cool.
There you go. All right. Well, ladies, let's give away some orgasms today. Sarah?
Okay, I'm going to guess 35.
35. Okay, Buffy.
I'm going to say...
Hey, Buffy, before you bid, I don't want to talk about you being married when you're 18.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that, Johnny. Why you got to bring up the past? Why can't we talk about lint chains and handcuffs and stuff like that?
Listen, Buffy, I don't have time to talk about your marriage. It was not...
Buffy, I love you.
I don't want to talk about it. I thought we were clear about this. You were an 18, you were in Atchison. It was not something you were looking forward to discussing with me.
Right, I know.
Do you miss him?
No.
We'll talk about it off air. Hey. Did you just curse? Don't curse.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, Johnny.
This is why he divorced you when you were 19.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. You, Buffy, say a number.
I divorced him, actually. Let's
hey! I don't want to talk. I thought we weren't going to talk about this.
Well, I mean, if you're going to bring up the past, we got to get stuff clear.
Buffinator. Oh, Buff.
Yeah.
Or God.
Or just
Buff the stuff.
Buff the stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to say $21.
$21 said Buff the Muff. Buffy.
Yeah.
Lay off the marriage talk.
Okay, lay it off. You don't even like marriage, Donnie. Why are we talking about it?
I don't know. I asked you in the first place. I'm talking about it.
It's crazy.
Jamie with an I, you little wackadoo.
I'm going to go $29.95.
$29.95. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$46.99.
Sarah, get ready for your very cute, very discreet vibrator.
Got it.
That's right, all over your clitoris.
Oh, yeah.
You put it right there.
Yeah.
All right, Buffy, you sure? You and Jamie ought to get together and get it on.
Great. I told my buddy Tom that a minute ago. I was like, man, I think I could hang out with that girl.
Yeah, I think we could. Like, yeah, we should, like, matchmaking Johnny.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'll have Jake give you, but listen, Jamie, she doesn't want to talk about when she was married.
Yeah, I know. No, don't bring that up. And, like, that. Yeah, definitely don't bring that. Well, I don't know, though, because I do like to be choked. So, I don't know.
Buffy.
Like, maybe.
Buffy, will you choke a bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Well, listen. I hope you're both happy. I'll have Jake. You guys can give each other your Facebook names if you like after we get off the air. And more importantly, let me get you guys something. Would you like to see Hailstorm or Corey Taylor?
Hailstorm.
There you go.
All right. We could go together. There you go.
Oh, yeah. We
can
meet there.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be awesome. Look at this, Johnny.
Listen. Go crazy, ladies. Have fun.
Might as well, right?
Right? It's a short life. Stay right there.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center, to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of...
the adult toy
Price is Right.
With two locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.